Welcome to the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. This is the number one podcast designed for millennial women who want to grow in their knowledge of God so we can all walk in the fullness of our authentic power. I'm your host, Amashala Victoria Wallaby. If you're ready to go on this journey with me, then let's get started. Okay, family, let's face it, we've all felt pain. We've suffered the losses. You know what it's like to want something so bad, but not see a path to its accomplishment. The question, however, is, do you know how to pick yourself up and move on despite what has happened? This is what I share with you inside of my new book, Good Medicine for the Crushed Spirit, a practical guide to helping you find purpose when adversity strikes. Inside this book, you will find personal stories, relatable biblical tales, and anecdotes that prove you are never alone in your despair. I will inspire you to turn pain, discomfort, disappointment, or setbacks into something positive that works for you. So if you're ready to change your life in meaningful and purposeful ways, get your copy of this book today and let the transformation begin. Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Medicine for the Soul podcast. My name is Amashala. Thank you so much for joining me today. And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the power of prayer. What does it mean to pray? What does prayer mean? What is this activity that we engage in? Why do we do it? And what is the result or the effect of engaging in this activity? Now, if we look at a definition just from the Webster Dictionary, prayer is a noun, right? It means an address, such as a petition to God in word or thought, a set of order of words used in praying, an earnest request or wish. So basically, the plain dictionary definition is telling us here that prayer is an address or petition to God in words or thoughts. It is a set of order of words used in praying. It is an earnest request or wish. Now, this is just a definition of prayer, right, from the dictionary. Now, let's look at what the Bible actually says about prayer. Now, in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18, it says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus." Then if we look at Philippians 4, 6 to 7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition." You see the word again that we saw in the dictionary coming up in the Bible? Petition. "With thanksgiving, present your request to God." Now, I want to look at that word petition. What does that word petition actually mean? What does it mean to petition someone? It sounds like a legal terminology, right? What does it mean to petition someone? Because the dictionary definition tells us that prayer is petition. The Bible also tells us that prayer is petition. So a petition basically means it is a request to do something, right? And it is most commonly used when addressing a government official or public entity. Now, this brings me back now to prayer. Prayer for most people, as the dictionary puts it plainly, is just you making a wish known to God or making an address or petition. I would rather go with the word petition more because it is consistent in the dictionary and in the Bible as well, according to Philippians 4, 6, right? "Do not be anxious in everything, but in every situation by prayer and petition," right? So there is prayer and there's the act of petitioning. Now, petitioning here, like we've seen, it is a request to do something, especially made to a government official. Now, before we can make a petition, there has to be somewhere that the basis, the grounds of this petitioning coming about. So for example, you are making a petition to your government because something is wrong. It is not congruent with the laws of the land. It is not congruent with what the constitution of the land says. That is why you are making a petition to the government to say, based on this constitution and the laws of our land, what is going on is not right, and we demand a change. That is what it means to petition. Now, in the same way, if prayer means we are making an address to God, so that is where we go and we acknowledge, we invoke God, we acknowledge that God exists, because how do we come to Him if we do not believe that He exists? So prayer, before you can even engage in the act of prayer, you must understand and believe that God exists. That's number one. Number two, you must petition according to the word of God. That is what it means to belong to the kingdom of God. God is a king that rules over a domain, right? And based off of His kingship, He gave us rulership over another of His domain, okay? Another section of His domain, which is earth. Because the Bible tells us that the earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. And in Genesis 1, He says, let us create man in our image and likeness. And He blessed them and gave them dominion. So He gave us dominion over the earth, but it still belongs to God. The best example I found so far to explain this is during colonialism, the way the British came into Africa and colonized Nigeria, for example. So Nigeria was colonized by the British, which means it was an extension. They took that territory as an extension of their domain, which means anything that was to happen in Nigeria then was determined by the Queen of England, right? Even though she was not physically present in Nigeria at the time, whatever she said in England would hold true in Nigeria, because during that time, they had dominion over that place. So she had representatives on ground in Nigeria who were enforcing the laws that were decreed in England, okay? In the exact same way, God gave us, human beings, dominion over the earth, right? And Adam ceded that dominion to the devil. But that is why Jesus came, to hold captivity captive and give us the keys. He gave us back the keys. That's that dominion back to us. Therefore, we are now, by the blood of Jesus, in legal standing of that dominion again. And prayer and petition is a way that we receive instruction, guidance, and help from heaven so that the will of God as it is in heaven will be done on earth, right? So prayer in other essence is we are making an appeal, prayer, or a demand, petition, to a government, right, that is backed by a constitution, which is the Bible. So how do you pray? You don't just pray rambling words. You remind God of what He has said, okay? I remember one time we were waiting for something to come through and we received the letter, right, saying the direct opposite of what the Lord had said, like, you will not get this thing, you are not eligible, blah, 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 okay? At first, my first instinct was to cry and feel bad. But then, because now I'm as a believer, I understand my rights in Jesus, right? I took that letter, I laid it out on the ground, and I said, Lord, this is what I received. And according to Your word in this book and this verse, it is contrary to what You have told me, right? So, Lord, I ask for help in fixing the situation right now in the name of Jesus. I was making a petition, and that situation turned around. It was like that letter was never delivered in the first place, right? So that is the power of what prayer can do. Prayer invokes God. When we praise, I talked about it a few episodes ago, the power of praise. We must always, before we even pray, start with praising God, acknowledging who He is, because the Bible tells us that He inhabits the praise of His people. So when we start with praise, we get the attention of God. We are invoking God, right? And we get His attention. Then prayer follows, okay? Prayer follows by acknowledging that He is God and He can answer our prayers when we call. And then we present our petitions, which means according to his word. Lord, you have said this about me. Lord, you have said I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. But my life right now is not congruent with what your word has spoken over me. Therefore, I decree and declare that I'm the head and not the tail, according to what you have said. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. I come in the name of Jesus. I don't come on my own accord. I come in the name of Jesus. In that name, I'm under the covenant of that blood, because you said, for those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God and died and rose again for my sake, I am saved. Therefore, I come under that covenant of the blood, and I'm speaking your words, Lord, that you said I'm the head and not the tail. Therefore, no weapon fashioned against me shall ever be able to prosper. Why would those weapons not prosper? Because you fashioned both the smite and the fire. Therefore, no matter what they use, it cannot come against me. Are you seeing now that we are praying the words of the Lord? You don't pray your own words. You pray according to what the Lord has already said. That is what it means to petition God in prayer. And that is the power of prayer. When you pray according to the word of the Lord, it's his word. And the Bible tells us that the Lord honors his word above himself. So when we pray the word of the Lord according to what he has said, he will hear us. Because in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. So it means when we pray the Lord is near and he hears us, and he expands our understanding to understand things that otherwise we would never understand. And prayer here does not mean, I know in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it tells us to pray without ceasing, right? Does that mean we should keep on blabbing the whole day with words? No. It means we have to, in our mind, at every point in time, be conscious that God exists. Be conscious that in order for us to operate successfully on this domain called the earth and the world, it means we constantly need God. We constantly need to receive instructions from the heavenly kingdom. We constantly need to receive instructions from God. We constantly need to pray according to his will, in alignment with the help of the Holy Spirit. We are not to pray what we want or just blab. We constantly need to go and say, Lord, I am here. Let your will be done. I submit myself to you. I let go of my will and say, Lord, let your will be done. When we pray like that, according to his will, he hears us. We are never to submit to fear, worry, discouragement, or anger. We are to consciously and quickly turn every thought into a prayer. Whenever I get negative thoughts coming to my mind, immediately, there was a time my husband and my son traveled. And I don't know, for some weird reason, I just had this fear come upon me. They were to return that day. And I said to myself, where is this fear coming from? But because now I am God conscious, I said, Lord, I come against this feeling and this spirit of fear, for you have not given me the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Therefore, I believe that my husband and my son are not mine. They are yours. And because they are yours, you protect them. Your covering is over them. In the name of Jesus, I speak protection over them. I speak your covering over them by the power and the blood. And you see how I turned that negative feeling of fear immediately, and I turned it into a prayer, because I'm God conscious. In the very way, whenever you feel afraid, whenever you feel sad, whenever you feel disappointed, discouraged, immediately you have to look for scriptures that align with that word and turn that word into a prayer and a petition immediately, especially fear. Fear is so dangerous because it is the chief of every negative emotion. It comes in first and then opens the door for other emotions to come in, or other negative thoughts to come in. Even anger is never valid until fear opens the door for anger, right? Because most times when we are angry, the root of that anger is fear that we are being looked upon or not respected. I'll cover that in another episode. But in this episode, I want us to understand that prayer is so powerful. Prayer is so potent. It has the power to change your life. It has the power to change and turn situations around. I have a lot of testimonies about what the power of prayer can do in your life. And I pray at this hour, Lord, that you would help your people understand who they are in Christ Jesus. Help them understand that prayer is indeed a partnership between the divinity and the mortality. Prayer is a way that we communicate, oh God, that we render ourselves to you, oh God, and we say, let your will be done. And I pray that the Lord will help you as you go along your life, as you go along your day, to help you remember that he's always one prayer away. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And until the next one, keep on shining. That concludes today's episode. And if you want to hear more from me, follow me on my Instagram page, which is at VICTOLABI. It's VICTOLABI. You can also follow me on Facebook as well at VICTOLABI. We also have another podcast called the Academy Podcast that gives you tools and resources to turn vague dreams into blissful realities. You'll find the links to that in our show notes as well. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to slide in my DMs and say hello. God bless you.